Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
Nurse Bill reminds you to hydrate, wash your hands, and apply sunscreen. And now here's your host, Maceo.
All right, here we are again, just getting to know our campers with these questions. I've been saying 20 questions, but we haven't been keeping track. So we're just going to rip some questions here with another stellar camper who we adore very, very much and are so happy to have her back. Who are you? Where are you from? And how long have you been coming to camp?
My name is Marie Vuong. I've been coming to camp for many years. But started my first time is to come here to do the quilt for the camp and with Molly. And after that, I attended many classes at the lighthouse. So because of those classes, I started to come every year since 2013. Yes.
And you've been a regular since?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to ask you some Enchanted Hills Camp theme questions now, okay?
Yes.
You've been here long enough to know how we go about things here.
Right.
So what is your favorite daytime activity?
Well, I love doing, sports.
Yep.
So I'm always active all of my life. So until I started losing my vision in 2010, so I thought that my life was going down the drain. And then I found the lighthouse. The lighthouse bring me back my life. And I started to volunteer for the lighthouse and also taking classes there. And I attended the camp for the first time. And I started loving it, all the activities that we have it here.
Everything. You like
everything.
It all, don't you?
I like it
you
all.
You tried it all, haven't
yes.
you?
Yes.
You have tried it all.
Yeah.
You're one of those campers that came here and tried it all.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you love it.
I love it.
We've heard you talk like this before. I made a movie, and you described some of how you felt in that movie. You can watch that movie at my website. It's called Happy Campers. And it features a lot of the campers that we have been coming here for a while. You made some beautiful expressions about how it's home and you don't have to lock your door and worry about people going through your stuff. Like
exactly.
The old days.
Yeah,
like the old days.
The 50s when I was, 6 years all the way to 10 years old.
That's it.
Left the house and leave the door open and nobody would get in and take away anything that I own.
And you still feel that way about camp,
yes,
don't you?
I still feel that way until now. It's
absolutely.
2018.
And it
yes.
doesn't change. It's,
no,
that's the
it
way
doesn't
it is.
Change.
Right, right. Okay, so what is your favorite EHC meal?
Well, because I'm not picky on my food, I love them all.
Okay, well, yes. This you're a pretty easy camper, Marie.
Yes, I am.
All right, these questions are great because it pretty much the answer so far is everything,
yes.
All of it.
Yes, yes.
Do you have a most memorable EHC staff member?
Well, each staff member they have their own personality.
Yep.
And but the one thing I noticed is that they all care for us. And that's what I like. It's not like they favorite on the certain people.
There you go.
No, I don't see that
I see,
here.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
You embrace everybody
I embrace,
here.
Yes.
Everybody here.
Everybody here.
So
even
again, the answer is everybody, everything, all the time.
Yes. Because they do care for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it doesn't matter, we young, we middle-aged or anything. Yes.
So you've always been pleased with Tony's staff and how they treat you. You've always been
yes.
happy and pleased.
Yes, I am.
And entertained by EHC staff, for sure,
yes.
right? I got you.
And I feel fortunate that I was born and I got to know the EHC staff. And I have a chance to come here every year.
Beautiful. Let's get to know you outside of camp. I have some questions for you, okay?
Yes.
All right. Do you speak another language?
Yes. I originally came from Vietnam. And when I was in sixth grade, I learned French and English because I came from Vietnam. And
so Vietnamese is your first language?
Yes.
Okay.
And then everybody around my age who were baby boomers, we obligated to learn two languages, which is French and English at my time.
Right. Yeah. So you speak three languages?
Yes.
And when you sing some songs and you perform here at EHC, you always seem to sing in French. Beautiful,
yes,
French songs.
Because last year I did a lot of French songs because those sing in my memory.
Yeah, absolutely. You had
and
memories.
And I never had a chance to sing any song in Vietnamese. So it's hard for me to go back and find those songs.
Hmm.
And my children, I have two children, and they don't like the Vietnamese song.
No.
It's too bad.
No way.
They like American songs.
Yeah. Are you going to be performing at the talent show this year? Are you going to sing something?
Well, I just get over a serious illness, so I am very slow. I try to get back on my feet. I couldn't walk after that illness. 2 months I was using my walker, so sorry that I couldn't prepare anything.
That's okay.
Now I have problem with my glaucoma, and I'm supposed to leave the camp one day early to have another surgery on my eyes, so I couldn't do anything.
But at least you got to make it to camp.
Yes.
Tony's going to get you off in time for your surgery.
Yes.
And you get to accomplish all the things that you need to accomplish at this point in your life.
Yes. And maybe next year I would have time to
prepare
again like what I did last year.
Oh, my goodness. It was lovely what you did last year. And it's okay. Yeah. No expectations. If you can't have anything prepared, we just want you to make sure that you're having the best time that you can have before you have to go back.
Yes.
Let's see. You also, I couldn't help but notice, do some knitting. What specifically are you knitting?
I do volunteer for Kaiser, and what we did is a group of knitters at the lighthouse. We meet every Thursday morning there for 2 or 3 hours, and we knit a baby hat, beanies for babies.
Beanies for babies.
Or we can do hats for cancer patients, for teenagers or adult, and we submit them all to Kaiser Hospital.
Right. Can you tell, just give everybody in the world the knowledge of what is beanies for babies?
That's for newborn baby. We have the size 3 by 5. 3.5 by 5.5, that's the size.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do as many as we want, and Kaiser will give us the yarn, and we have our own equipment, usually the circular needle, and we can do our own pattern, or we can follow the pattern that Kaiser has.
Provided, yeah.
And 1 year, Kaiser has the pattern called the Golden Gate Bridge. And I like that pattern. And it's just a little complicated. So many of us have done that pattern. And finally, people think it's too complicated to do the same pattern. And they switch to another pattern. And I was the only one who continued to do that. So now I am famous on that pattern.
Yes, I just saw one that you were working on, and it is a little different. It looks like it would be a little more complicated than some of the other pattern stuff for sure. It's a beautiful hat. It's beautiful, beautiful. How many do you do a week, do you know, or a month?
Well, it depends. Before, especially during the holidays, I can make like 5 a week, submitted about 5 a week, or normally about 2 or 3 a week, so it depends how much time I have.
Right. Why do you do it?
There is another story behind it.
Well, let's
that
hear
it. Meg Maceo laughed when he heard about it. I told him last year.
Yes.
When I mostly when I do it, when I take the ride from paratransit, or when I take a ride, you know, on a vehicle to go somewhere.
Right.
And if the person who sits next to me give me a very good conversation, then I stop needing. I will get involved in the conversation. But if it happened to be a boring conversation and I don't want to talk to that person, I will use the excuse, I'm sorry, I need to count how many stitches. So that person will leave me alone so I can start counting. And then from that moment, I will not talk anymore. And that I will have time to continue my knitting.
That's it. It's actually a little bit of a protective barrier, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, from blocking out the people that you don't want to talk to.
Because I don't want to hurt their feelings.
No, I totally get it. I totally get it. I that's totally awesome. Yeah. I think that's a great story. Thank you for sharing, Marie. So we're about halfway through the session here. It was hot yesterday, and you're taking it easy. Is there anything that you're looking forward to, or are you just enjoying being up here and fellowshipping with the friends?
And I'm so glad that every year when I come back, I have a chance to meet new friends besides the old friends that we've seen with other years. And it's always fun to meet new people.
Yep.
And anywhere you go, you can always make a conversation. Not like you avoid meeting people on the bus.
Yeah, exactly. You're not telling people up here you have to count stitches,
no,
are you?
Oh, no. I never have to use that excuse over here at the camp.
That's so good. All right. Is there anything you want to say in another language or say hi to anybody or... A shout out, or you know, we should congratulate Tony on 20 years, maybe, huh?
Yes,
pretty crazy.
Tony did a very good job. Yeah. No matter what happened to the camp, we have a certain area that we lost because of the fire last year.
Yep.
But still, this year we still have places for the campers to stay, and we can still enjoy all the other activities. And we have fun here. We still having fun.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it. They somehow made it happen, didn't they?
Yes.
A little bit of a miracle, if I might say so myself, that they were able to, they managed to get this property ready in enough time after all of the damage.
Right.
And for those listeners who don't know, we haven't actually really talked about this on Enchanted Hills Everything EHC this year yet, and that is the Napa wildfires came through this valley last October and actually burned several of the structures here at camp, including the historic cabins in lower camp, which were put up more than a bazillion years ago. And now camp is shortened a little bit because some of the acreage is dangerous. They've got piles of logs and they're doing service road work and more fire prevention and work on the land. So it's just a lot different, but also still the same. Would you say?
Right.
Would you agree?
Yes, I agree.
Still
with
trying
that.
To keep that Enchanted Hills camp vibe alive, but just a little bit less because this. So much going on.
Yeah, I can give you an example. Like usually with the horseback riding, we go in a long trip into the woods.
Yep.
This year, we just circle around the barn.
Yep.
We couldn't go into the woods, but it's still enjoyable. So just enjoy what we can have.
It. This will be the only year like this.
Yes,
every
that's the
year,
only year
from this here on out, we'll continue to progress to be able to use the fullness of the camp again.
Right.
So this is an interesting transition year because, and honestly, people like us will in the future be able to talk about the year after the Great Fire. Remember when we were limited?
Right.
Remember when we couldn't do this? It'll be part of the lore or storylines of Enchanted Hills Camp. The year after the Great Fire of 2017. You know what I'm saying?
And the funny thing is, this is the first time we have a campfire without the fire.
Yep. It was extremely hot. There was a red flag warning, so we just put a LED lantern in the middle. It still worked. It worked.
Yes,
it
worked.
It's still
the
vibe.
And we still have fun. We still have people singing around.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, Marie, I'm glad you're back. I wish you well in your health and returning home. Yeah. And we definitely always hope to see you next year. We enjoy your company. We enjoy your spirit and your love for camp and for everybody here. Hey, thank you for joining us.
Yes, definitely. I'll be back.
Okay. Did you have fun?
Yes, I did.
I always enjoy talking to you.
Yes, thank you.
You're great. No, thank you. Yeah. Keep singing. Yeah. In French, keep doing what you do. Okay. Everybody have a great day. I got some more on the way, you know, how this rolls. So just keep listening to everything EHC 2018 here at Enchanted Hills Camp. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Marie.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, over and out.